opening statement, and then we'll open up for questions. Please wait for the mics. Thank you.
Well, I think the first thing is it's always much better to win than to lose, so we like winning, and that was good. Although I do think we we have to get a lot better. And there's a lot of ways to look at the game. You know, we had a nice 13-15 point lead. They made some tough shots, big shots, but I don't think we guarded them nearly as well as we could have late in the game. They took us off the dribble. We got to be better there. And we didn't get stops down the stretch. Now, they're a pretty, you know, crafty team, and they really take the ball to the basket well. They spread the floor, and that's kind of what they do. And the other hand, you know, we score 82 points, and we turn it over 15 times, and we miss 11 foul shots. You know, we got to be a better foul shooting team. We got to secure the ball better. I think we're averaging 9 turnovers a game, and yet those two things, the turnovers and the free throws, we still score 82. So we could score 90 in this game. So offensively, it wasn't bad, but defensively, I think we just got to get better. We've got to trust each other a little bit more. Our help side defense has to get better. We've got to stay out of foul trouble. We've got some guys that are putting themselves into foul trouble, and we got to be a little smarter at times and not find ourselves in those tough spots. So, good win, though, at the end of the day.
You think maybe you guys got caught up in expecting Detroit to quit?
Oh, no. No, I think they're a... You know, you take a look at Detroit right now. They go on the road and beat South Florida. I think they beat James Madison on the road. They beat Rhode Island. You know, they're battle-tested. They're a good team. And, you know, as we scheduled games this year, we've done it a lot. We've tried to find pretty good basketball teams, and this is one of them tonight. I think they're going to be a team that might have a chance to win their league. But I don't think our guys felt like, you know, they would quit. I think that they just made big shots down the end. They took the ball to the basket. They got by us off the dribble. And we need to find a way when we're up 15, 13, 15 points to keep it there, extend it, and not allow a team to get back in the game.
Mark, did Detroit sag off your shooters any more than anybody else? Did you move the ball better to get open looks? It seemed like they were even a couple times more on guys to shoot where they maybe passed up a shot.
No, I think we we made 10 threes today, which was great for our team. We had a lot of time this week to work on some things. It was nice. I think our perimeter players, there's a sense of pride. I mean, if you're going to zone me eventually, I got to step up and make some shots. I thought our guys took it as a challenge this week that if we're going to get zoned, we're going to jump up and make some shots. Ralston gave us a great lift, played really good. Desmond hit a couple early, which was great for us. TJ, I think, made one. But we did move the ball better. We attacked the zones better. But when you make threes, you know, it always looks better, too. You feel better about it. But I do think our perimeter guys were much more aggressive today, hunting for the shot, hunting for the open three. And we did a much better job getting them those shots.
Coach, how fun is it to do the Heritage Game here at State? And is this something you would like to see continue, possibly even after the renovation of Reynolds?
Well, we'll see. It's been a really good thing for us. I think, obviously, like even the fans here tonight, it's a lot of fun to play a game in here. Good crowd tonight. I don't know what our numbers were, but the enthusiasm was terrific. Our fans were great. So we'll look at it year to year. When the renovation begins, you know, it'll be a little different. So we'll see. So we'll, if it works for us, and then something we'll look to doing. And if we can't, we can. But I think it's been a good thing for our guys.
Did you want T.J. Warren to be this year's Scott Wood in terms of going to the free throw line late? And then what were your thoughts on possibly fouling up three?
Thought about it, fouling, but felt comfortable with our defense at that point in time. It's always tricky to foul, and there's not a 100% right way to do that. And, you know, I like fouling if we're on the other side of half court. Once that ball gets across half court, as we saw tonight, the guy pulled up for about 40 feet. And you could be reaching in there to try to foul him, and next thing you know, you're putting him on the line for three foul shots. So you got to be really careful in how you do it. TJ's gotten better at the foul line this year. We try to get our best foul shooters in the game there, our top five or six foul shooters in and out of the game at the end of the game. And he's really improved from last year to this year as far as his free throw shooting is going.
Talk this week about getting Cat and Tyler to play well. Cat was obviously in foul trouble. How do you think Tyler bounced back?
Yeah.
Is it a delicate situation at all just to make sure the confidence never wavers for each of those guys?
I don't think it's delicate. I think that they just both need to be ready on given night. You know, you never know how a game is going to unfold. you know, Cat got his second one, then his third one, then he gets that fourth one on a reach in there. And he's got to be better than that, and you can't put yourself in that position. But I thought Tyler did terrific. He ends up with 7 assists. He found some guys against the zone. You know, a couple times even defensively, you know, they set some high ball screens, and, you know, he's struggling to get through those screens, but we got to help him better. We got to help Tyler better there. And some of our young freshmen, they got to trust in how, you know, to show on a ball screen. And so sometimes Tyler, it looks like he's struggling out there defensively, but sometimes we got to help him more. So I thought Tyler was really good tonight. And like I've said, they both need to be ready to play, and we need them both to play well.
Obviously, you've talked about Turner and Lewis, but the third member of the bench, Kyle Washington, also gave you a lot of energy and hit his free throws tonight. What is it like having three different guys coming off the bench that basically played like starters tonight?
Yeah, and they could start for us. You know, you never know. Kyle was terrific. He threw an outlet pass in the first half that was probably about 90 feet long. I mean, almost rim to rim. And got some tough rebounds. And made foul shots, had a nice tip dunk, I thought, late in the game. That was a big play for us at that point in time. So he did a nice job. And, you know, Lennard's doing what he can do as far as defending and rebounding. Jordan's got to stay out of foul trouble. I still want to get BJ in there a little bit here. I got to find some time for BJ. But those three guys came off the bench, did a pretty good job tonight.
Is that it? Everybody good? Thanks.